So let's get into this incredible show that you have going. It's called Must Be Nice Indigenous Comedy Tour. It's happening this Saturday and in Edmonton. What can people expect when they come to the show?
So people can expect hour-long set of six different Indigenous comedians from all over Treaty 6 territory.
Wow.
I mean, all kinds of tales.
You have six comedians in 1 hour?
Yeah. We all do like 5 to 10 minute sets.
Oh, I love that. Okay, so you're really situational. So are you typically on stage and doing a lot of crowd work? That's what you prefer to do?
For me, it's a combination of the two. So I'll kind of see what's going on in the comedy and I'll like point out somebody. I'll be like, that person's on their phone. They're not paying attention to the jokes. Or it'll be like just me sharing things that people can relate to, like relationships and the thing that I ate or like how my diet impedes me in some aspects or having kids, stuff like that. And like a lot of it is all told through like an Indigenous lens, Indigenous storytelling lens.
I love that you have so many different Indigenous comedians that are coming. What inspired you to create this show?
So there's like a movement of Indigenous comedians on TikTok. And so that's where I found these individuals was kind of through TikTok and attending local comedy shows.
Actually, I've always wanted to ask this to a comedian. What's the hardest thing about being a comedian?
The hardest thing about being a comedian is telling a joke and people not laughing at it.
I mean, I guess that would be the hardest thing about it. How do you test the jokes? Is it just by being on stage and see what lands, or are you always telling jokes to all your friends?
I'm always telling jokes, like, every day, and sometimes they'll be like, hey, I have this joke, and then I'll tell it, and then if they don't laugh, then I'm like, okay, that's not a great one. Sometimes I'll tell my kids the jokes, too, and they'll be like, that's not funny, Dad, and I'm like, oh, okay.
I mean, kids could be your worst critics, right?
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
If I gave you this, like a hook, so come for the blank and stay for the blank, how would you fill in those blanks to get people to come to your show?
Come for the storytelling and stay for the laughs.
Ooh, I feel like you landed that one so well. So well.
Yes, thank you. I thought about it for a while.
Anything else that you want to tell us about the show?
Just features a lineup of new comedians and comedians who've been doing it for a couple of years. Myself, I just started like 6 months ago, so it's new passion to me. But I'm really enthusiastic about it, and I really want to share like this comedian with our people, with anybody in general.
Yeah, so everyone is welcome. It's called the Must Be Nice Indigenous Comedy Tour. It's happening this Saturday, and you have six different comedians. So I can't wait to see this weekend.
It'll be awesome. We're really looking forward to it. So doors are at 8:30 and the show's at 9. They can look up the show on Facebook or on Eventbrite. They just have to look up Must Be Nice Comedy Tour. Thank you very much for this.
Hey.
This was awesome.
Oh my gosh. Anytime. Like,